Hello, and welcome to Culture Shock. I'm Evan,
and
this
Brent.
Is Brent. What are we talking about today, Brent?
Well, we got this shop up here.
Oh, I see these bicycles parked outside, and these people seated, looking like they're having something in a bowl there steaming.
Exactly. This is a ramen shop.
Oh, ramen shop.
Ramen shop.
A whole shop to nothing but ramen.
Right. Now, over here, we're used to top ramen.
Yeah, a cup of noodles. Yeah.
Exactly. It's very different over in Japan, as most things are.
Not dehydrated little...
noodles, no. So this is gourmet food, is ramen over in Japan. And ramen in Japan is actually refers to a kind of soup. A ramen soup.
Oh, that looks tasty.
Doesn't that look good?
That's making me hungry.
No kidding. So ramen in Japan refers to the soup that is noodles plus broth plus toppings. The toppings can be a whole variety of things. Now, where it started from, nobody's quite sure. It probably started in China. They have plenty of noodle-style dishes. But what we do know is that the first shop that specialized in ramen opened in Yokohama in 1910. It's been around for quite a while.
1910.
Ooh. Yeah, so it definitely has over 100 years of history over in Japan. And it really got going after World War II, when flour became available in large quantities. And Japanese soldiers who had a lot of Chinese food in China and other places, because there were a lot of Japanese soldiers in China in World War II, they came back to Japan with a taste for Chinese food.
And the flour, noodles, makes sense?
Exactly. So ramen is made from a kind of wheat noodle. Let's see if we get a better
That swirly-looking thing really exists. I've seen that in anime, radish pickle-looking thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, all these things actually came from somewhere. Imagine that. For a long time, this was a very expensive dish. These wheat noodles are very finicky. It's hard to... You can make noodles, making these kinds of noodles with just that right consistency.
Like fresh pasta, it's not the same. Or fresh noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. So it was a very expensive night out for a long time, until 1958, when Momofuku Ando came along. And praise be to him forever, because he invented instant ramen.
Instant ramen!
Yep.
The saving grace for college students everywhere.
Totally. He came up with this, and it was basically freeze-dried noodles that can be rehydrated, and very inexpensive, and allowed people to finally eat ramen whenever they wanted to.
You can throw in your own toppings, a few eggs, maybe some vegetables. Next thing you know, you've spiced it up to your own version of ramen.
And that's the thing, is that it's not just like the instant ramen we're used to. There's a lot of freeze-dried ramen available in Japan of higher quality. So you can take this home and make a really good broth by throwing in eggs and bacon and sausage and whatever you want into that. Make a really nutritious meal for your family with these noodles.
Now, with it coming available, did different regions...
So there are six main regional variations of ramen. There's a Sapporo style from Hokkaido, the northernmost island in Japan.
Like the beer, Sapporo.
Yeah, exactly. And this is miso topped with sweet corn, butter, bean sprouts, finely chopped pork, and garlic.
Making me hungry.
I know. Then there's Kitakata style, which is these thick, fat, curly noodles. With this pork and sardine broth. Kind of a sour flavor to it. Kind of interesting. And there's Tokyo style. Very common. These thin, curly noodles in a soy-flavored chicken broth. I know. That's topped with... we have one here, actually. And it's topped with scallions, menma, sliced pork, kamaboko, egg, nori, and spinach. So you'll see that a lot out in Japan. And you actually get these hard-boiled eggs in the soup, which is a very, very nice thing. Then there's a Yokohama style, which is kind of a part of Tokyo now. And that's a pork broth topped with roasted pork, spinach, nori, Welsh onion, and hard-boiled eggs. Wakayama, which is a soy and pork style. And then Hakata style, which actually is a broth, and the toppings are on the table. And folks can add that.
Oh, so if you want a little more of this, a little less of that,
Exactly.
Build your own.
Yeah, that's got pickled ginger and sesame seeds.
Oh, I love pickled ginger.
And mustard greens in it, which has a nice little bitter flavor. So, yeah.
As I start to drool now. Oh, my.
Totally. Now, it gets even more complicated than that, because there are four main kinds of broth in ramen. So there's shio, which is basically a salty broth. Very simple, very very light, and a nice sort of basic base for broth. Then there's tonkotsu, which is a pork broth. So you're boiling pork bones and pork meat and pork fat in that, and it's a very hearty, kind of creamy style of broth. Then there's shoyu, which is very popular, which is a soy-based, soy sauce-based. Yeah, shoyu.
Oh, so, like soy.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's got usually chicken or vegetable broth, and that has this sort of tangy, savory flavor, usually expect from chicken. Then there's miso broth, which is like miso soup.
Miso.
Exactly, with a miso paste. It has that kind of robust, nutty flavor to it. Very nice.
Very. Oh.
Yeah, so that's why you have these ramen shops that can have a whole menu of different kinds of ramen.
Wow.
Because it could be this particular broth or this particular style, and they'll have their own variations within that restaurant.
Yeah, I want to find a ramen shop somewhere around where I am.
Yeah, look for it. They're hard to find, but they're out there. I know that Whole Foods sometimes will have a ramen counter.
Oh.
Yeah, so check for that. In different specialty places, you can also sometimes find a Japanese restaurant that will serve traditional ramen or have a ramen counter or some aspect of ramen.
Now, I suppose not knowing that there's such a difference between our traditional U.S. ramen and ramen that has developed in Japanese culture, somebody may see that on the menu and sort of balk, but now I know, hey, that's something that I should try.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is that ramen is a dish. Mm. It is a complete melding of different ingredients and different flavors. And one of the other neat things is because you've got often meat, vegetables, noodles, you get different flavors as you're eating it. Mm. Because you have a little spring onion with your noodles this bite, and you've got a little meat with your onion that bite. So all these different things give you a really complex flavor profile over the course of that meal, and now I'm drooling too.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my. Yeah. So if you have a great ramen recipe, feel free to come to our site and let us know what your recipe is, and check out some of our other videos on Culture Shock, and you can see our videos on
geekarchaeologists.com, because we dig deeper.
We dig deeper. Ramen. Ramen. Ramen.
Ooh. Oh.